Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Mem Dalet of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we learned about include Sheichrik Bezerah LeRuach or Mataliyam, where the one may destroy an idol by grinding it to dust and scattering it in the wind. Reichitz Bemerchet Shel Aphroditi, whether it is permitted to use a bathhouse situated in the courtyard of an idol. The Gemara discusses several factors, including Ani Basi Begvula, He Ba Begvuli, whether the bathhouse or the idol was there first. Ein Oimrim Nasa Merchetz Noila Aphroditi, Elo Oimrim Nasa Aphroditi Noila Merchetz, whether the bathhouse is an adornment for the idol or the reverse, thus determining which one is primary. Eshenoyig Boi Mishum Elaha Aser, it is only forbidden to benefit from an idol that is treated respectfully as an Avodah Zarah. This may depend on whether Avodas Abakach, whether the idol is usually worshipped by acts of a denigration. The Gemara also discusses Beis HaMerchetz and Beis HaKisei, it is forbidden to think about Torah in the bathhouse or outhouse. Nenin Mehen Shalei B'Toiva, it is permitted to benefit from a bathhouse or a garden of an Avodah Zarah if one does not show appreciation to the priests. Ein Hektish L'Avodas Kachavim, an object does not become forbidden when verbally dedicated for the use of Avodah Zarah.